This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. Across from the Radisson Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo, work continues on the Exchange Building. It will be 15 stories with retail, office, and residential space. The company making it happen is Plaza Corp.
You see their work everywhere, or you see evidence, cranes and orange cones and construction happening.
Ben Lando wrote about Plaza Corp and various projects around Kalamazoo for the January issue of Encore magazine. You can hear the longer version of our interview at WMUK.org, the WMUK app, and WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google. Just down the street from the future Exchange Building, Plaza Corp has another development. It will include two semi-boutique hotels. Lando says renovating the Rose Street Market will give Kalamazoo more hotel space.
I mean, a lot of people love that building itself, and you know, there's memories of the restaurants that have been inside that building and events. I had a prom there when I was at high school here, so it's nice to see that building being preserved. But it'll be interesting to see what they do to kind of marry new construction of a boutique hotel into the old structure.
And we can kind of look and get an idea of what Plaza Corp has done in that field, because they have taken some historic buildings and tried to rehabilitate them, keep at least the basic structure there. If we kind of look around at some of what they've done, what would you say their track record is in terms of taking historic buildings and turning them into something else?
Well, I think one of the big markers is to note what hasn't been said. The local historic preservation community, when they are upset about something happening, everybody knows about it. Like they're very loud, and we haven't heard anything. So they're happy with what Plaza Corp does to these older buildings.
Lando says the company has rehabilitated the old Illinois Envelope Paper Mill in the Edison neighborhood. It's now home to Kalamazoo County's Health and Community Services Department. On the north side of Kalamazoo, Plaza Corp is working on a major project at the former Gibson Guitar Factory. Plans call for a museum dedicated to Kalamazoo's place in guitar and music history. There will be a hotel. Lando says people can also get a peek at some of the work by the Heritage Guitar Company.
The construction of the guitars are not going to be open to the public, but behind big glass windows, you're going to see guitars being painted and finished up. There's supposed to be a music venue being built there and a brewery and a restaurant, and the restaurant is going to be providing also the food, room service, et cetera, for the boutique hotel. We're told that it's going to be a Rolling Stone magazine-themed boutique hotel, which obviously fits right along with the Heritage Guitar manufacturers as well as the Guitar Museum there.
So one takeaway I have reading your story is that Tammy Taylor, the executive director of the Edison Neighborhood Association, seems quite happy with the developments in Edison. But on the north side, there seems to be a little bit of leeriness, perhaps a little bit of skepticism about new development coming in there and what it's really going to mean for the neighborhood. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. What I set out to do with the story is to focus on three key developments that I thought personally were cool, and secondly, kind of captured what Plaza Corp is doing right now, like a snapshot of what they're doing in Kalamazoo. And not only visiting those places and getting a sense of what's happening there and talking to Plaza Corp, but also talking to the people that represent those neighborhoods in terms of development, economic development, community development. And so when I talked to Tammy at the Edison Neighborhood Association, they were stoked about it. But I also talked to them and I said, what kind of input did the Neighborhood Association have in this? And they said, we didn't have any input, but we were happy to see this development because these were abandoned buildings. And it was different when I talked to Maddie Jordan Woods, a longtime head of the Northside Association of Community Development. And she didn't want to talk about that development. And really, when I asked her why, she said, we're focused on doing the things that we think are important for preserving and enhancing the neighborhood for the people who live in the neighborhood, especially those who have lived in the neighborhood for a long time.
In the Encore magazine story, Ben Lando quotes Northside Association for Community Development Executive Director Maddie Jordan Woods, saying those that own the land control what happens. Lando says new development can mean more activity and maybe jobs for people who live on the north side. but he says there is risk for longtime residents.
If you look at that kind of holistically within the neighborhood and you see the extent of owner-occupied homes, the amount of rental properties owned by people who don't live in the neighborhood, and you start questioning what the future looks like in that neighborhood if the status quo starts to play out, then you start to look at comparisons in similar situations where the people may be priced out of their homes because the trend is moving away from the local people having control over property and how it develops and what the neighborhood looks like to how outsiders want the neighborhood to look like so that they can put more money into it and make money and live there in a neighborhood that doesn't look like the neighborhood that it is and historically has been.
This, though, brings up, I suppose, one of the great debates and complications that come up with development, that when development normally starts in a city that's growing, it'll start in the downtown. And then you'll hear people say, well, it's great for the downtown, but what does that mean for the neighborhoods? And you realize that when development starts moving into the neighborhoods, that can get complicated too, because as you say, there can be people who've been there for a long time who find that maybe this neighborhood isn't for them anymore. They're priced out. Rents go up, those sort of things. If people own their home, maybe they're in a different position. But the idea that development moves out to the neighborhoods then comes with a whole new set of things to consider. Is that part of what people are finding in these neighborhoods, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, especially Northside because of its proximity to downtown. And we're seeing, especially on the eastern part of the Northside neighborhood, it's starting to resemble more of downtown. And we're seeing downtown almost kind of expanding its boundaries and swallowing up some of the north side, at least some of the aesthetics and the culture. But if you cross Rose Street going west, it's very much a neighborhood that doesn't have the extent of development and retains as much as it can the feel that the neighborhood is the one making the decisions for how it gets developed.
Ben Landau's story on Plaza Corp for the January issue of Encore magazine is called Building Skyscrapers and Saving History. Ben, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks for inviting me.
You can find a link to Ben Landau's story for Encore magazine at EncoreKalamazoo.com. There's also a link at WMUK.org. The longer version of the interview with Ben Landau is available at our website, app, and at WMUK's West Southwest podcast, available from Apple, iTunes, and Google. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.